Here it comes. The latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest, Down to Eat. I can tell you where that came from. It's because of my guests, and one of them feeds me on a regular basis. Thank you for joining us. I'm about as excited as I get hosting a show because of our guests. They have been appropriately named by our team, Tucson's Power Couple. Do you love that? It gives me great pleasure to introduce our dear friends, Amy, Sue, and Bob Oldfather. And Bob is from Bookman's Entertainment Exchange fame, something that started over 30 years ago when Bookman's was just Bookman's, and it was about books. And now we are going to talk tonight about Bookman's Sports Exchange, an absolutely ingenious idea. We're excited. And Amy Sue is Bob's partner, best friend, wife. And what did you say before we came on? Your life is really better because she's in it.
I'm really a better person because she's in it. I like myself much better now.
Do you have the best radio voice or what? Seriously, dude, I hear your commercials and I'm like, wow, I should get them on my show. So it's going to be hard for me to focus because we have Whirling Dervish Brain. Give a brief background on Bookman's. That's alliteration. Brief background on Bookman's that started over 30 years ago. And I don't want to go over it lightly because it was a vision and it was about used before used was absolutely in. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Used. We were green before green was cool.
And I liked that. I liked that a lot. So it was used books.
Yes. My dad had a little used bookstore and I had just turned 25 and I had this great plan. I grew up for 25 years. I'll go to work for 25 years and then goof off for the last 25.
So how's that working for you so far?
Pretty well.
Pretty good.
Pretty well.
Just off a little bit.
Just a little.
That's because of the quality of work of some people, which is another show. We're going to do that. I want to talk about a lot of things, but one of the things, having spent time with you, is you're never in the present, pretty much. You're 5 years down the road. You're being fully present, making things happen, but your mind is always on what's the vision, what's the vision. At what point did you see, because truly it has so accelerated that people aren't going to be using hardcover books as their primary way of reading?
No, they're definitely not. And that was over 10 years ago. That I'm always reading stuff and looking at TV and just absorbing information. I'm an information junkie. And I just realized, I looked one day and I went, wow, books are not going to be around forever. There's going to be new technology. CDs are not going to be around forever. And that we needed to make some kind of change. And that was, like I said, over 10 years ago. And it took me a while to figure out what the next step was. And we're moving into goods that can't be delivered digitally, at least so far, until maybe 3D printers get better.
And when you say that you had that vision and you knew that books were changing, it's a ripple effect. Because now that I've spent more time with you and Amy Sue and at Bookman's, you have major planning to do when you are changing the space out. Literally, shelf space is money space. It's revenue space. It's
Absolutely.
Usable space. So every time you say, okay, we're not going to have that whole two rows for books. We're going to use
musical instruments.
Well, that's right.
CDs, obviously, CDs are on their way out. Most people, especially the 12 to 25 age group, which buy most of the new music, they use iTunes or Amazon or some kind of digital format. So CDs are going away. And they don't have the cachet that LPs have that still keep them around. And we had to find something else. We have over 300 employees that depend on us to pay the rent, to feed their families, to feed themselves. And I realized if we didn't do something, we wouldn't have a business model at all. And we've done very well with used, the whole used exchange, and that you can exchange across product lines. So we began to look for what could we take our business acumen and move it into another model of what we were selling.
And keep on moving it.
Yes.
Because it's not like you said, okay, well, let's do CDs and we're going to sit there. Because when I look at the evolution of what you sell, and even now there's a really, what I call a really warm, fuzzy, I don't know another word for tchotchkes, but it's like really cute things that women like to go in a bookstore and look at the books and then wander over and, oh, here's some cute wine
glasses. Now, wait a second. That's sexist. I like those little tchotchkes too.
That's true. But it's a lot of a chick thing. Gender bias there a little bit. But I would just say probably there's a big piece of it that is really constantly adding because you have a sustainable business model.
It's true. That's the whole point. What we are is an exchange, essentially. And we're, you can exchange almost anything for anything in our stores. And originally it was paperbacks. That's where we started. And then paperbacks could change for hardbacks. And then we added LPs and magazines. And one of the things we do in our business model is that you can trade across product lines. For example, with the sports thing that we're building now, you can go into any bicycle shop and trade your bicycle in towards a new bicycle. But in ours, you can trade your bicycle in and get a treadmill or get a tennis racket.
Or a new tent.
Or a new tent. Or take that credit back to the exchange, the entertainment exchange, and get a book for it or a Nintendo system or CDs. So we're kind of printing our own money.
And here's the thing that you added that I don't think a lot of people highlight. It's really fun.
Yes.
Because we went to Flagstaff last weekend, and of course, we all had to go to Bookman's.
Of course.
First time I had been there.
That's why you went to Flagstaff,
that's
right?
That's why, right. It's all about you, Bob.
That is
absolutely right. It's all about you. We went there because of you. But the first thing that my friend said is, my friend Cindy said, oh my gosh, I have $150 credit. She got rid of books from storage units, and she took them to Bookman's. She had fun. She kept it. Then we went in there. We got, like, earrings and books and greeting cards, and we're spending her money. It was okay. But she also noticed that you could buy things in the snack bar.
Yes.
For you. So it's a local currency, too. There's a concept of that, of where someone, if they're hungry, can bring in some books and
absolutely,
then go, that's good. That's really forward-thinking, too.
And that's the whole idea. I mean, the underlying business model is that we're a community space that just happens to sell books and sporting goods. So the whole idea is this is a place you can come in and hang out, see your friends. This is the thing that can't be duplicated by Amazon, that you can meet other human beings that, why are you looking at that tennis racket? What's cool about that? You can have this interaction. And our whole thing is come in and hang out. We don't care if you buy anything. Sit here all day and read a book. It's fine. It's a community space.
And people do.
Oh, some, boy.
Some people
and fall
think,
asleep.
Yeah, some people think it's their store. I know. Remember when you told me about that. So I'll get in a lot of trouble if we don't get on with the really big announcement. And the reason why you're doing a show tonight is because the vision you had how many years ago was, what won't people ever get over using? They'll keep using and using. And you said,
well, and let me just back up. It's even more specific than that. Books and music, people are very, very passionate about. They're addicts. We get plenty of addicts that love their books, love their CDs, love their video games. And I looked for another product line like that. And sports and fitness and outdoor is the very same thing. If it's sports, you buy the tennis racket this year, and then you want a different tennis racket, and you want a poster of somebody playing tennis. All those things are that same kind of passion. And people are passionate about the entertainment exchange. And the people that we've hired and the customers we're expecting are passionate too. And that's the other part of the business model. To get something that people are passionate about, then you can hire passionate employees. And it's this symbiotic relationship.
So are you looking for a different kind of employee in Bookman's Sports Exchange than the people that work at Bookman's Entertainment Exchange? Do they have to be really connected to being enthusiastic about sports?
Absolutely. Sports and fitness and outdoor. That is their passion more than books and music would be. But they're the same person. They're passionate. I mean, that's the word I keep coming back to, about sports or about bicycling or about tennis or golf. Whereas at the other store, they were passionate about music and passionate about books. So it's the same kind of people.
It's kind just, of like a hybrid.
Yes, a hybrid.
Because I think
was that a little Mrs. Green?
Yeah, a little Mrs.
It's just
Green
about
thing.
A hybrid, but almost like an electric, right?
It is like electric hybrid. But it is, when I think about someone like my brother, who is an avid fisherman and an avid golfer, he's also a prolific reader. And he gets things on his Nook, but he likes books. He likes to feel books and touch books and have books. So he's a demographic. And these people that ride bikes, they're into it. They're like really into it. Oh, I drove 29 miles yesterday and I'm like, on a moped? Really? That's like the people that bicycle, the cyclists, oh my gosh.
And they're not mutually exclusive, obviously.
No, they're not.
Now we're selling musical instruments at the Entertainment Exchange as CDs have gotten less. Well, plenty of the people that ride bicycles play guitars or read books or listen to music.
Or camp. And the C word.
The C word.
Okay.
Are you going to do that?
No, I'm never doing that.
No bugs, my lady.
If it doesn't flush, don't invite me. That's how I feel. Okay. So this is a massive project you undertook.
Yes, it is.
If we have time, I want to talk about did you know that redoing this, isn't it like 15,000 square feet?
It's
massive building on Speedway in Tucson, 3330 West Speedway.
How about East Speedway?
Speedway and Country Club,
Speedway
and Country Club, El Rancho Center.
It was a Walgreens for over 50 years. And it's actually 13,000 on one floor. And it's one of the few places in Tucson that has a basement with another 10,000. So it's 23,000 square feet. And Walgreens was in there for so long that once we started remodeling, we didn't save anything except the roof deck, the floors, and the outside walls. Everything else we had to completely replace, the electric, the plumbing, everything.
And as a couple, and Amy Sue really is here, I have a picture of her, and she is the wind beneath your wings. And we don't minimize that because I have wind beneath my wings too. But the partnership to me that I've observed is that really critical attention for detail that differentiates you in the market, Bookman's, because you're not going to look like everything else. I mean, I walked in there and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You built the shelves. You didn't order them.
No, because
everything
we couldn't
in there
find
was made.
What we needed. We actually built a lot of it's out of steel, welded together in our counters. The detail is what it's all about. If you're going to be successful, anybody out there that's in retail, if you're going to remain successful in the new era, the era of Craigslist and eBay and Amazon, and everything's commodified. You can buy anything you want, have it shipped free UPS or cheaply UPS, and be on your door the next day. So the science of retail has always been a science of scarcity. I'm the local Ford dealer, and if you want a Ford, you're coming to me and you're going to pay what I'm charging you. Well, that's no longer
done.
True. It's done. So if you're going to be in retail and have a brick-and-mortar store where you're paying rent and paying employees, you better be offering something more than the stuff, because the stuff's available anywhere. And that's, of course, one of the reasons we're sticking with used, mostly with used, even though we do have a large component of new mixed in, is that's something that's not quite as commodified, because I can buy this iPhone new wherever I buy it. It's the same thing whether I get it from Amazon or get it from Apple or wherever. But use something, you're going to want to touch it. You're going to see it. And yeah, you can buy it on Craigslist, but there's no warranty. If you buy it from us, it's a warranty, that kind of thing. So,
and it can get to you broken. I mean, there's things like I don't even know how to get on Craigslist, and I'm okay with that. I have children for that to help mm-hmm. me out with it. But it's the Bookman's experience that you're talking about. And I remember being with you guys in Hood River, and you were explaining this when it was just barely starting. I mean, seriously, the construction was not officially in gear, and the both of you talked about the experience of going in, which is, I think people are starving for that.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I shop on Amazon all the time. I buy from iTunes. I read on my iPad. I'm that person.
I am too.
And I'm not actually, and I'll be really honest here, I'm not a big sports person. But I realized that segment of the market was being underserved. And most stores, you just give us your money and get out. And ours is, come and have a party with us. We're having a party. What's going on? Why should we buy your bike? Tell us about it. It's a much more dialogic, that's my word for the week, dialogic experience. It's not just us selling you stuff. It's you bringing us things and explaining why we should maybe handle them. And it's just a much more party. It's
a
party.
And I observed it in Flagstaff. Right? I was watching. I was being like the silent shopper. You know what I mean? The secret shopper and watching everybody. And even like there were two kids that came in that wanted to sell some stuff. They were young. They were really young. And the guy behind the counter was so respectful and treating them with respect. And one of the CDs had a scratch on it and on and on. But he was really taking care of making these kids feel valued, and the interaction was quality. I mean, I was walking around the whole place. I was like the little spy that came in from the cold, and well, it was important.
This is one of the lessons that we talk to all our buyers about, and it started with books. When somebody brings a book into you and to sell, or music, or their sporting thing, their bicycle, you're looking directly into, for want of a better word, their soul. That's what they choose to do on their own time. It's not about their spouse. It's not about their boss. It's not about their kids. It's not about anything but what they choose to do on their little slice of personal time that we have.
The exchange.
And so you have to be really kind to people that you may think that book is the worst piece of literature you ever read, or I would never get on a treadmill that was made by this company. But you can't say that. You got to be kind to people. We have that up. Did you see in Flagstaff the quote from Socrates?
I did not. I was too busy being the secret shopper.
Whatever this was thousands of years ago when Socrates was around, he said, be kind because everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. And that's true today. And it was, is it 3,000 years ago for Socrates? Is that right? And it hasn't changed. And so it's our job, the bookmen's, to be kind to people. They're bringing something to you that meant enough to them to buy it and take it home, and now they're letting go of it for sometimes easy reasons, sometimes hard reasons.
And of course, Mrs. Green's brain is working overtime on this one. When you started it 30 years ago.
37.
37. Stop. I thought it was 30. And 37. How can that be when you're only 47? There you go.
Child genius.
Child genius. That's right. Here we go. Was there a piece of you, because as much as you tease me about it, there is a sustainable soul in you, cares deeply, deeply about our planet, cares deeply about solar and alternative energy and not wasting. Was that part of the vision when you started, or was it really just fun and I'm going to sell used books and I'm going to make it work?
I would love to say that grew.
It grew.
I got this thing from my dad. One day it wasn't mine, the next day it was, and suddenly all the stuff that I didn't care much about was mine, and it had a lot more value. But I began to realize that business is where the money is in this country anymore, and in the world. Who has the most money? Businesses. Governments don't know what they're doing much anymore and don't have any money, and all the other classic institutions. And it's up to us as businesses to be at the forefront. I've been an electric car person forever, as you know, and we put in electric car chargers way before they made any kind of economic sense. Why? Because I could afford to. I could afford to step up and pay for something that didn't make business sense. It made social sense. And we just put in covered parking all behind this new store, all solar covered parking.
I know, and I was there the other day, and there wasn't a spot reserved for Mrs. Green. We'll just work on that. I just pulled right up. So let's talk about the green features, because it's a perfect segue, because there are some. And then we have to go back to the kinds of things you're taking, because that surprised me. I think it's good for the listeners to go out of the box, because it's not just traditional sports. I went, oh, you're going to sell that? Oh, you're going to sell that? So the green features, I probably can name them. This is a test for me. Okay.
Go.
The solar.
Yes, of
okay,
course.
Mm-hmm. Which is great. And use technicians for sustainability.
I did.
Locally owned
and
company.
And they were very great.
Surprised at all, because they do hire people that care about the quality
of
their work.
Yes, they do.
And there's the covered parking, which helps. Shaded parking is good. It cools down the concrete. Mm-hmm. And the EV charging stations.
EV charging. In fact, this is the first what's called a level 3 charger in Tucson. That's the high-speed charger, the new high-speed charger. It's the first one. And solar powered.
Supercharged.
And level 2 charger. We have one level 1, 2, and 3 chargers for you electric car geeks out there. And so we have that. And what's inside? What's inside the back door?
I'm saving the best till last. It's you can refill your water bottle, and you have already done hundreds.
Yeah, it keeps
and
track.
And it's not open yet. It tracks how many water bottles would be used in place of this, and you can see the number right up there. When I was in the other day, it's not opened yet. It was over 500.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is so far.
I'm not even sure either. I'm waiting for you to come tomorrow
I'll be taking a picture and putting that up on Instagram to show everybody what that is.
And we went for the most efficient air conditioners we could find, super insulated, double pane glass everywhere. There's a type of air makeup system that counts, measures the CO2 in the building and controls how much hot air has to come in. Everything we could possibly do to make sure that it's not a LEED building because of other things in it, but we went out of our way to do the right stuff, to use LEDs wherever possible, or the new T5 fluorescents, as much as we could to be Green as possible.
It was
we need a little
plus.
Plaque that say Mrs. Green loves this
Mrs.
store.
Green, and yet, two thumbs up, that's for sure. So let's talk about, like, when I walked in, I think that people think the obvious. They think golf, soccer, like for soccer moms, mm-hmm. that their kids outgrow it every season.
That's right.
Okay, so soccer, baseball, fishing poles, bikes.
Skateboards.
Skateboards. I thought of all that. And then remember, we're walking around, I'm saying, camping equipment, backpacks. I don't think sports with backpacks. And someone asked me, there are backpacks for camping, for hiking.
It's sports. There was a whole talk about whether we'd call this a sports store. And we decided that's kind of like a bookstore. Anymore, a bookstore isn't just about books. It's about all kinds of other things. And we thought sports made the most sense to people.
It does.
But what we're talking about is activities.
And the
bicycles,
outdoor experience.
Outdoors, climbing. I have a curling stone. We got
what
a curling
is that?
Stone in. You know, in curling in the Olympics, and they take the brooms. We have one of those.
So there's a market for that. Good.
That's not the point, really. We have everything to play sports. And when I say sports, I mean this fitness, outdoor. Maybe we need a new word. But it's also about the lifestyle. So we have collectibles, signed jerseys, art, paintings. This guy did these great graphics on wood for us of people playing sports. It's things for your, I think it's man cave, because person cave just does not have the same ring.
It doesn't.
Mrs. Green's man cave.
Man cave.
It's things you'd put in there. So it's lifestyle. And I'll give a quick example, if I might. Sean Feeney, who runs Bookman's for me most of the time.
Right, who I'm surprised is still standing.
Amazing.
He's a detail person.
Yes, he is.
Extraordinary.
He's my detail person. I know he's into boating and tennis and basketball. So it's his birthday. So I go to Bookman's Sports Exchange. Well, I'm not going to get him a tennis racket. That's a way personal item. I have no idea what his boat needs or not. And what am I going to do, get him another basketball? But, and we just got one of these in, I have a yachting trophy from 1928. A little trophy he could put on his desk and put his pens in, and he's going to love it. And that's the lifestyle part of it. So this is actually a sporting lifestyle exchange. It's not only the things to do the sports, but it's the things that people are into those sports would like to have around. And that's the thing.
It is. It's the experience.
Exactly.
I remember you kept saying the experience, and people will find things that they want. Okay, so what about this? Like,
what
to me, people don't really understand, I don't think, this is the inside edition of how massive the collection of goods has been, and when did you start? Like, massively fill this huge store that feels fully supplied, which you want it to. It's like teeming with life.
Yes.
So how does that work, and how do you get all the stuff to put in the store? You didn't start out. I know it'll feed itself once it's open.
Mm-hmm.
People will start bringing it in, but you had to fill it before those people started coming
yes.
in. So
in
how
fact,
was that? You two, that's where you two are a great team. Amy Sue Oldfather.
That's right. Who really owns Bookman's? I'm
Who
just
really
the
is.
Mascot.
She's the person that talks on the phone, on the microphone. Right, right.
That is one of the problems, because you don't have an open store. And we actually had to acquire more than twice as much inventory as we need, because we need to be able to continue to supply it until people get into the habit of bringing us their goods. So for the used inventory, we have several people on our staff that went out and bought things on Craigslist and bought stores that were going out of business and old inventory and things like that. And then all our existing entertainment exchanges started buying sporting goods. It's a little tough because they didn't know anything about sporting goods. So I have some wood tennis rackets that I paid way too much for that nobody cares about anymore. Be good for decoration.
They might eventually.
They might. Maybe they'll come back around.
Right, right. Or be put in a frame.
That's it.
That's when tennis rackets were made of wood.
Exactly. When there was wood.
Right. That's too scary.
Okay.
And it's too close to the truth.
So, and then the other thing that we did in this store is what we call aspirational merchandise. We bought new stuff, too, that's really nice and quality, and even some very expensive tennis rackets or backpacks or things, and in between all kinds of prices that's new. And with this store, you can trade in your used stuff to get these new things. And we hope that's going to drive demand. And I don't know why tennis is stuck in my head, but let's say a bicycle, you come in, and there's a brand new $1,000 bike, a really nice bike. You can bring in your old bike and take some books and CDs over to the other store and a skateboard and these things, and you can trade up to something new if you want, which gets us more used inventory, and that's why we call it aspirational merchandise. Here's something really nice. Bring us your used stuff and come out with it.
And in terms of doing market research, even for Mrs. Green's world, the aspirationals is actually a category of people, and you're wanting to attract them. I can't wait to tell my team. I mean, there is a group of people that are identified, because you have the core one-third of people that are drawn to recycling and reusing and repurposing, but the aspirationals are another huge population, and you're going to get them.
And the aspirationals are early adopters. They have the previous model, and they want the new model. And they
As it comes out, because they're the ones like you that are in the iPhone store pre-ordering it before the next new technology comes out.
Of course I did. iPhone 6, whatever it is.
Yeah, and go to Hood River, there's no waiting. I'm like, they have an iPhone, an Apple store here? You got to be kidding. No waiting. Okay, so I have to ask you this, too. This is into the future. And I don't want to sound like a drama queen, even though I love being a drama queen.
No.
I do.
Really?
I'm saying it on the air for the first time. It's like big news. What about the, do you have it in you to do it again? Because what I think is the model's going to catch on. I think people are going to love it. Every sport nut that I can think of wants a new bike. They want new golf clubs. They want a new fishing pole. This glove is old. I'm not going to use this for my softball team. So, I mean, it took a lot. What are you going to do if people want to do more sports exchange? Because you have 6 other stores that you have. Now it'll be the 7th.
And if you include the online, the 8th. We just got the 2-minute sign.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought he was saying peace.
I know.
Peace out, dude.
I thought it was a love language
I
here.
I did, too.
It's like 2 minutes.
All
what
right,
the heck?
Really quick. I think I've built a new model. And when I say I'm my team. In fact, on the side of our shop, it says the We Shop. Because I always say, we built this. And he goes, you mean us in the We Shop here? The We Shop, right? And so I think this is a reproducible model. And I love designing the stores, and I'll keep doing that.
So you could have a new role. You could be the advisor.
Yes,
tell everybody what to do.
I'm the visionary.
You're good at that.
The visionary
is good.
And I have a team now that can do this again.
Incredible team.
We can
Major kudos,
it.
Which will they will kill me if we don't say 330 East Speedway.
3330.
I got it wrong both times, so that's good.
Right here in old
Country
Tucson,
Club,
Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona, just east of Country Club on the south side of the street.
Yes.
And it's BookmansportsExchange.com to see it.
Yeah.
Grand
or
opening
Bookman,
this Saturday.
Just Bookmans.com
Google
too.
It. It comes up everywhere. Just be there Saturday at 10 and start thinking
at
about
9.
It. And I have to, it opens at 9?
It opens at
okay,
9.
Okay, there you go. I'm going to be there at 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, and
I'll
I
be there at 6.
We're going to do another show because Amy Sue Oldfather is a legend in her own world. Nouveau Raw, and we're going to do another show about that. She is a raw foodie queen. Thank you both for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Really and truly. Thank you for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight in the Southwest. Make it a great green week.